This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Arizona Congressman John Shattuck, a Republican representing the Grand Canyon State's 3rd Congressional District. He's also the first Republican to offer a detailed alternative to the Democratic version of health care reform, although the Republican Study Committee offered their plan today as well. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
What are your principles moving forward here, especially in contrast to what the Democrats are offering?
Well, our principles are that we ought to embrace kind of a change, I suppose would be a good word for it. That is, a reform that is different than what Washington usually does. What I mean by that is, in my legislation, we propose to solve this problem from the bottom up. That is, by not giving government more power, but by giving you and me, individual consumers, individual patients, if you will, in the medical system, the ability to control our own destiny, and allowing that to bring about the reforms we need. Those reforms principally are to restrain costs. The big problem in American healthcare is that the costs are going up too quickly. The president has said that, and I think that's a fair point. They are going up too quickly relative to the rest of the economy. Their other issue is, of course, that we don't cover enough Americans. At least some Americans are left without coverage. The Democrats' proposal, to point out the contrast, is a kind of a standard Washington think top-down approach. We'll create a new bureaucracy, we'll empower it to regulate insurance, we'll set all kinds of federal rules, we'll have the federal government prescribe what constitutes an insurance policy and what benefits it must cover and how it must provide those and what the appeals process is if it doesn't provide those, all the way down to and including in the House Democrats' bill how a health insurance company must advertise. It's a pretty shocking expansion of kind of a regulatory structure of the federal government from the top down. My solution and the solution of most Republicans is to go the other way. Let people control their own health care, and they will drive quite frankly a health care market today that is not very responsive to consumer interests to be responsive.
There are some congressmen who would say that the private sector has had its chance to run the health care sector, and if it works so well, these sorts of changes would already be in place. What do you say to them, and what are you specifically calling for in order to make those changes a reality?
Actually, I think that's a very good question, and I think most people probably do go listen to me and say what I said, and they'll say, no. The private sector is running the healthcare system right now. And my response to that would be, not really, and let me explain what I mean by that. In a true private sector market, you and I buy the goods we consume. For example, in auto insurance, you and I buy our own auto insurance. In homeowners insurance, you and I buy our own homeowners or renters insurance. For life insurance or disability insurance, you and I buy those things for ourselves. And we pick a plan that satisfies or meets our needs. We do the same thing with our clothes or with our cars or with our food. We pick what we want, and the market responds, and there's competition. Because of a government rule that exists right now, that doesn't happen in healthcare. Quite frankly, almost no one in America buys their own healthcare. Almost everyone in America gets their healthcare, those that get it, through their employer. So their employer buys it for them. Well, that's an incredible distortion of the market. And it really says that the private marketplace isn't really running things in healthcare, at least not the way it should. Because when your employer is the one that has to buy your health insurance, he just doesn't make as good a choice as you would make if you could do it yourself. And it distorts the market in lots of ways that are negative. Your employer buys a plan that doesn't cover the doctor that you like, or for that matter, the doctor that your wife wants to be her OBGYN. Too bad. You can't do anything about it. Your employer buys a plan that's too expensive for what you want to pay. Too bad. You can't do anything about it. Your employer buys a plan that mistreats you, won't let you in to see a doctor, or won't cover the drug your doctor says you need. Too bad. You lose because your employer controls that plan. That's different than anything else in our economy. Elsewhere in our economy, if you and I buy auto insurance from some company and they jack our rates through the roof, we can fire them. If they don't pay out a benefit when our car is damaged, we can fire them. You and I are in charge of other aspects of our lives, but we're not in charge of our own health care. And I think that means that costs soar, because the people consuming health care don't know what it costs. Only their employer really knows what it costs. And quite frankly, it has a tendency to just damage the marketplace and cause it not to be responsive. I point out that you turn on a TV tonight and you will see a television ad for a number of different auto insurance policies. They're all imploring us to buy their health insurance, their auto insurance plan, because they say we'll give you better coverage at a lower rate. But you don't see any of those ads for health insurance, and the reason for that is the tax code has said that your employer can buy health insurance with before tax dollars. If you want to buy health insurance, you have to use after tax dollars. And nobody wants to do that. Heck, with the cost of health insurance today, it'd be crazy to do that. So my argument would be the private market is not in fact controlling healthcare in America today because of this distortion. We have what's called a third party pay system, where your third party, your employer, pays for your healthcare and controls it and makes the choices for you. You don't get to make those choices for yourself.
And Congressman, our last couple of minutes here, how specifically do you plan to shift this more to a consumer-based health insurance market, and how do you keep costs down in the process?
It's pretty straightforward. The bill that I have written is called the Improving Healthcare for All Americans Act. And what it says is, it says to every single American, look, if you have employer-provided care now and you are happy with it, keep it. Nothing will change. The tax code won't change. Your employer will be able to provide that care to you by buying it with before tax dollars, and you will be able to take that health care and be happy with it. Indeed, 82% of Americans are happy with their health care. But my bill says if you don't have employer-provided care, you don't have care at all, or if you have employer-provided care and you just don't like the plan your employer picked, it mistreated you, then you, not your employer, you get to choose to go buy a different plan. And you can buy any plan you want. If you are financially well off, you can buy that plan and take and on the same basis that your employer does, that is with before tax dollars. But if you are impoverished or not able to buy a plan because you just don't make enough money, then my bill says we will give you, the federal government will give you a stipend to go buy a health care plan of your choosing. That way, whether you're rich or poor, if you buy a health care plan and it treats you well, fine, you keep it. If you buy a health care plan and it doesn't treat you well or doesn't let you see the doctor you want to see or your wife see the OBGYN she wants to see, you go pick another one.
Talking with Arizona Congressman John Shadegg. And Congressman, obviously your party is in the minority, but what sort of reaction has your legislation gotten from your own colleagues as well as from some of the Democrats that have taken a look at it, if any?
Yeah, well, a number of my colleagues have co-sponsored it with me, and my plan in that regard is similar. The choice aspect of my plan is repeated in bills introduced by Paul Ryan and Tom Coburn and Richard Burr and a number of other House members and Senate members, and they have co-sponsors as well. And I think it's getting a very positive reaction. I have never explained it to an audience and not had them say, yeah, I like that. By the way, I want to touch very quickly. Republicans do agree that we need to provide coverage to people who have pre-existing conditions or chronic illnesses and enable them to get health care at the same rates you and I get. So my bill has a provision to do that. Nobody in America should go bankrupt because they have cancer or some other condition, or even for that matter, diabetes.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up, but as this debate goes on, we look forward to talking to you again and discuss all the different aspects of what lawmakers are putting together in a final bill, if it ever comes to that. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Great. I hope the debate continues for long enough for us to get into those issues and for the American people to learn that they really do have an alternative to what's being proposed.
Well, I think a lot of learning will be done over this coming summer recess in the next few weeks. Thank you, sir, very much for your time.
Thank you.
Congressman John Shadegg of Arizona, member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, which is a major panel in discussing health care reform legislation. Again, the first House Republican to author a alternative form of health care reform legislation. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.